The interview? Yes, absolutely. Yes, let's roll.
You know, right off bat, a safety getting tested with their receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Not one, but two home run threats. Talk about
that. Oh, yeah. More than two. Yeah. I mean, they have a stable over there of good receivers. Can go downtown and great yards out the catch. So we have our hands cut out, but this is what you live for as a defensive back, the opportunity to stand up against one of the league's best tandems. Well, add more than just two to that equation, like I just said. And there's always a challenge that you, as a defensive back, need to stand up and welcome.
Bengals have had some struggles in recent years, but in this offseason they've preached a lot about being a different team, a more committed team. Can you sense that, looking at film and things of them this year?
I think just the fact of having so many guys back, you know, playing healthy once again, obviously the number one guy and Palmer being back there at the helm, that just changes that whole team's mindset, I believe, as far as the confidence factor goes, because you know what he can do with the ball. He can put it where it needs to be, and then he has the weapons, like we talked about earlier, to get outside. And defensively, we played them last year in Philly, and they, you know, did a good job against us turning the ball over. So we know we have our hands cut out offensively and defensively, so it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
How about your hand? It looks like you've got a little bit more freedom this week. Looking forward to taking off the club?
Not quite yet. It's not quite ready yet. For the physical game, practice is a lot different from game as far as physicality goes, so it's not quite yet.
You've done a lot of first weeks.
First week is always exciting. It's always an exciting time, no matter where you are in your career.
It should be, anyway.
Should jump up for it. And obviously, this is my first year being here, first time suiting up regular season for this team with my teammates here. So I'm definitely jacked up for this one, to get this thing rolling, to see what we're going to be about, see if we can, you know, capitalize on the opportunities that's going to come, and make sure that the mistakes that we made in preseason were just preseason mistakes, and we can, you know, carry on to play some ball. Doesn't affect me at all. Yeah, it doesn't affect me at all. I can do everything I need to do. My hands are not the best as it is without the club, so you know, I'll be able to adjust and do whatever I need to do with the football. And as far as tackling, that's no, I can do what I need to do. You still need your games, and that was it was a great opportunity for me to come in and play against Chicago, to get that rust off if I had any, to get that the game speed and the intensity where I needed to be, and I felt great, and so I don't look for anything to hinder me or hamper me as far as preparation goes for this first game. I think everybody needs a touch of it. Just to get used to that, the contact is a little different than training camp practices and tackling to the ground and all that good stuff. You need those couple of reps here and there in the preseason to make sure you're ready to roll and run at full speed when the regular season hits.
There's been so many changes with this team. You know, one of the concerns is there's been too many changes in too quick a time. How can you be good that quick?
Mm-hmm.
Sign with this team to be good next year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You just talk about how it's possible with all these changes and what your attitude is about.
Well, the first thing you have to do is having confidence in the systems and the schemes being put in. You have to have that, and I believe we do have that. And then I can't speak for the offensive side of the ball, but defensively, it's about knowing your assignment, owning your assignment, and making that assignment yours. What I mean by that, you're not just going out doing what the playbook says. You can move around and do disguises when you know where I'm supposed to be at. If you're guessing where you're supposed to be at, you're not going to move around as much. And so, as far as personalities go, we have a great group of guys over there, and we gel mightily in this short period of time. And so, I don't see anything that's going to hinder us or hamper us from going out and playing the type of defense that we want to play as a team, period, but especially defensively.
Connor Wharton made reference to you
being one of the captains. Have you been named captain, or is that just more, we're talking about your leadership?
Mm-hmm. Has that been announced?
Officially.
Are you sure that's been announced?
No, Kyler said it. Kyler can be one of the captains.
You know, if that is the case, then I welcome that.
Hey, Brian, speaking to Kyle, we asked him about you when you're on the field. We know you kind of as a mild-mannered guy, but out there, different dude. He said he never seen anything like it. I guess you got a switch that hits when you hit that field?
That's always been me. I've always been, when I touch the football field, I play with my emotions on my shoulders. Whatever I feel like doing, I do. You know, not to show up anybody, but I have a good time. I have a great time on the football field. I'm blessed to do what I do for a living, and I enjoy it. And whatever energy I have for that day is going to be given and completely and fully on the field for my teammates. And so a lot of guys probably heard about me on the football field in the way that I am, but it's a different thing when you see me, because like I said, that's just who I am. That's how I've always been.
I'm not saying whether you're a captain or not, but your leadership, did you sense guys took you right away? I didn't even know you were the guy that you were environment.
Yes. Yes.
What do you
think of this? Ready for this? I'm a blessed man, first of all. I'm a blessed man of God, and I'm anointed to do what I do on and off the football field. And so that in itself allows me to be able to receive different conversations that I have, because a lot of it is not about football. We talk about a whole bunch of different things. And I've been blessed to play this game for a long time. And through those times, I've been able to overcome and see some situations and fall into some situations that I can help younger guys. And so guys welcome that, and I'm always open to conversations.
Thank you.